Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Gary Butterfield here.
Oh. Hey, Gary Butterfield, you're sounding sultry.
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. I've given you a call because I'm in a good mood. I wanted to share the positive vibes with my business partner.
Oh, yeah? Positive vibes that you've been putting out on the Twitter?
The pitch pod at, you know, like tons of brilliant innovation coming from that, you know, and just positive vibes just tweeting out into the universe.
Yeah, I've been trying to get that on my calculator, and it's just not working.
Ah, oh, you gotta have one of those fancy calculators that kids used to use to play Tetris in high school.
Oh yeah, like a TI-86.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's actually pretty astute of you because I do have something in the hopper, the TI-87, which is an advancement in every way. Mm-hmm. But that's not actually why I called.
Okay, why did you call?
So I'm on vacation, as you know. I travel a lot for work. And I was on a fact-finding mission to kind of look at, you know, everyone knows, if anyone watched the Superman movie from 2006, they know from Kevin Spacey's speech that real estate is the most valuable resource we have left.
Is
we
that,
all remember that, right?
Yeah, you're right. And Kevin Spacey's never wrong.
After I watched Seven and saw what he did in that movie, I had to be talked off the ledge of a building before I cut off a pound of my side fat, because I was so inspired by how right Kevin Spacey is.
Yeah. After I saw Pay It Forward, I burned my face.
After I saw K-Pax, I stood out in my backyard looking for K-Pax for days, and K-Pax never showed up, and it broke my heart.
After I saw American Beauty, I threw all my plates at the wall.
After I saw Powder, I stood out in my backyard and waited for Powder for weeks, and Powder never showed up.
After I saw Moon, I taped a picture of Kevin Spacey to my computer and talked to myself for an hour.
You know, he's got a rich legacy. He influences me quite a bit. I want to get into real estate. I want us to start getting into real estate. So I've been traveling. And as you know, my favorite vacation destination is a little township on the East Coast, Behandrenden.
Okay, wait. I think you mentioned this before once or twice. What did, you were just there, weren't you?
Yeah. I visited about a month ago, and when me and the family packed into our Winnebago to leave from the municipal crab grab.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And just on our way out, we saw the sign for this like real fun looking water park, but we didn't really have time. Like the kids all have to pee, and my wife's nagging in my ear, you know. And I was just like, okay, you know, shut the fuck up. We're getting home. You know, I'm sick of this trip. Just drive, you know. It was a lot like Vacation, like Chevy Chase's Vacation.
Sure.
Not
as
the
man
movie,
who
but like
married,
the vacation.
Yeah, as a man who married my own former stepdaughter, I can completely understand.
Sure. So I didn't get a chance, but I knew I wanted to come back. So I knew once I dumped the old ball and chain and the little chainlets back at home, I was going to have to take a trip back to check that out because it seemed like it was worth investing in. And I'm here to tell you that my fact-finding mission has found one fact, and that fact is that facts are fun, and the fact is that this thing is worth investing in.
What is this thing?
It is the Behandrenden Community Pool and Aquatorium, sponsored and brought to you by Pepsi.
Okay. I don't even know where to start. Tell me about this thing's history.
Well, so I went and I talked to the general manager, a teen named Phil. And he was reading from a pamphlet, and he told me that, we all remember, so Pepsi, as much as, you know, they've found great success with Pepsi, excuse me, and with Pepsi Max, that they haven't always made positive business decisions.
Sure. Pepsi and, Clear, right?
Yeah, Pepsi Clear, you know. And then, so in 1995, I don't know if you recall this, I mean, it was only in some test markets, but I think one of them was the Midwest. Do you remember Pepsi Thick?
Oh, boy, you're going to have to jog my memory.
This was like a Pepsi that had like the like a consist like a molasses like consistency. Like it wasn't like syrup. It still tasted like Pepsi, but it was like pizza dough.
Okay. So was this during like the period of time when Sprite was doing the like Obey Your Thirst campaign and they were like pulling up indie rappers from New York like Grand Poobah to give them cred with urban markets, and then Coke was also producing stuff like Coke Fat, spelled PHAT, just because it wanted to get in on like some of that sweet Chris Tucker from Friday money?
That's exactly what it was. And Pepsi was trying to do that too. Like if you remember the commercial, it had PM Dawn in it, but only three of the four members. You know, so it wasn't the entire, they couldn't get all of PM Dawn. It was a huge fiasco, right? Like nobody wanted to just like this Pepsi that you had to more or less drink with a spoon. So Pepsi has just warehouse after warehouse of Pepsi Thick. Yeah. And they were thinking like me. They were making a good decision looking at real estate. They found this plot of land and they decided to build this water park, because what's the most expensive part of building a water park?
The water?
That's exactly right. I mean, everything else, it's a one-time cost, but the water, you're continuously flushing it out when kids take shits in there, you know?
Yeah.
So they found that by taking all this unused, unsellable Pepsi Thick, adding chlorine and water to it, they can make a swimmable liquid substrate at a fraction of the cost of water. Pennies on the gallon.
Go on.
So here they are. They have all of this liquid substrate that you can very well swim in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they needed to market it to the town. And, the town council is notoriously a prickly bunch of fools, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way that Pepsi marketed to them is they said, look, everyone knows the Beheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh
Yeah, I've heard that about Behendren.
Yeah, it's famous. It's famous for both. And when they get together, you get these like cowboy gangs. It's real crazy. Mm-hmm. So Pepsi, you know, Pepsi couldn't, you know, do the address the latter, but they decided to work on the former. And I want to talk to you about this. So let's just put a bookmark in this because I'm going to bring it up later.
Okay. Okay.
It gave me some real strong ideas about helping them out with their horse problem.
Okay.
But they wanted to take care of the former. They have all these wayward youth. Teenage boys, they're masturbating like nonstop. They're full of anger and they're just furious, right? So
yeah,
they
yeah.
needed a place to get under some control, and that's what the community pool does.
Okay, but let me just skip ahead a little bit in your story and see if I can guess the ending. They invite all the youth there, but outside of the was it community pool and aquatorium?
Yeah.
Outside of the community pool and aquatorium, it says, "Welcome to our ool." Notice that there's no P. Let's keep it that way.
They wanted to go for that idea, but they think there's a confusing thing because instead there's a huge sign in front of the pool that says, "If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and lift the CD." They same sentiment,
that seems like,
but
maybe the opposite of what they want to say, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's one of the things that when we buy it, I want to change.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. Keep going. I see this as a fixer-upper, but we can flip this. Is that the idea?
We've flipped so many make our houses. In our day, like we flip things like nobody's business.
Yeah, we're like really well known for our water park flipping abilities.
Sure, sure. And not by which we mean jumping off of high-rises and flipping into water parks.
But also that.
Well, you're better at that than I am. Like, and part of it is I'm embarrassed about my physique.
I understand.
Whereas you, I mean, I wish I could be so grossly incandescent. So there's two ways that this organization, that Pepsi, uses to control these teens. One thing, plenty of Pepsi.
Yeah. Kids love Pepsi.
Kids love it. It's like the kid version of Coke. And if you add a little chlorine and water to this Pepsi thick, it becomes a swimmable liquid substrate that's more or less like Pepsi.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, and the problem with a big pool full of Pepsi is, like, how do you drink it, right? Like, we're not fish, you know?
No, we are not fish. Not at all.
No, no. John Fishman, Trey, none of the above. So they purchased several dozen dipping cups, is what they call them.
Sure.
And they attach them to the side of the pool with strings, so you can just, you know, you can bring your own cup, and if not, you can just dip one of these cups in and have yourself a drink of the Pepsi.
Sure.
And they even have like a little slogan for it, which is something like, "Are you cup enough? If not, use one of our cups."
Oh, okay. So you've already got a celebrity sponsor from the Fabulous Thunderbirds. That's really fantastic.
We couldn't afford all of the Thunderbirds. What it is we got the rights to the song, and then we just play the regular song, but they record me going "cup," and they just edit it in.
Okay. Well, you know, when we're flipping this, maybe we could get the actual Thunderbirds, all fabulous of them.
Yeah, I think that they might trust our business sense more than they trusted Pepsi. At least in the soda game, we're a bigger name.
Okay, well, I keep going, keep going. I mean, I'm almost on board, but, you know, take me home, Gary.
Okay, let me bat you on in. So the other thing that, so these youth, we get them full of Pepsi, right? So they have all kinds of energy. Then we need to drain it. And what they do is they use this swimmable liquid substrate to do kind of aerobics. You know, it's a fun park. Like, these kids are burning up all their energy that they could be using, you know, running around on horses and you know, just terrorizing the town. Last year, they laid an egg siege to Hobotown under the bridge. It was terrible. But now they barely have the energy with that because of all the fun times they're having.
Oh, sure. So they're keeping them off the streets, keeping them away from drugs, hard liquor, and horses. They're working off all of the sugar and calories from Pepsi, so that they're safe from early onset diabetes and obesity.
Well, some of these teens we want to have early onset diabetes and obesity just to slow them down. So that's a controversial opinion, especially in the light of Michelle Obama's recent announcement about how kid exercise is our future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it, you know, the town, you know, the local businesses, you know, they have no choice at this point. It's a city under siege. And if you've ever seen Nicolas Cage in Lord of War, you know that a city under siege means ka-ching.
Sure.
And that's why I called.
That's also like Nicolas Cage in The Rock, which is an island under siege.
Or Steven Seagal in Under Siege. Also, ka-ching.
He's just a cook.
He's a cook who's under siege. So let me tell you some of these fun things, because they're not just for wayward youth. I mean, but you can also, you bring the whole family there. You know, I brought my family, you know, drove by it, and they thought it looked like fun, and I'm using that as market research so I can, you know, reduce it on my taxes.
Yeah, you had a brief moment where they were all looking out the window and not nagging.
Yeah, absolutely, and for that 1 second of, you know, I knew peace.
Yeah, I could see why you're so attached to this.
Yeah, if I can get all these kids to just be looking at these attractions, you know, they'll just shut up and leave me to my thoughts. So we got all kinds of fun stuff. There's a 1 mile vertical drop called Flavor Falls.
Whoa!
That you go to the top of this ladder. It's a long climb, but you get to the top and it's a super fun drop through a sluice of Pepsi into a gigantic lake full of Pepsi.
All right, Gary, I'm listening to what you say, and I already have an idea. You have to build rest stations along the climb that sell Pepsi Thick or the Pepsi Thick substrate. Or, you know, Pepsi Thick snow cones, or stuffed animals, whatever, you know, sleeping gear, Sherpas, whatever you're going to need to get the rest of the way up that ladder.
That's a great idea.
That's how we turn this from just a fun thing to a money-making thing.
It's how we turn it from a fun park to a fund park.
Yeah. I'm glad you went with that, because I was thinking fun park to a mun park, where mun was the money.
Both are good, both are great. So once you fall into this lake of Pepsi, let's say you want to do some racing with your little hoodlum piece of shit friends, we have all these lanes set up for a game that we like to call "I see you, no see me" tag.
Next time I fall in thick, it'll be with you. Like that?
Yeah, play a
little
exactly.
"I see you, no see me" tag. Play well, Peter Cetera karaoke?
Yeah, we could probably get Peter Cetera before we can get the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
I really think that's not true.
This is a park that will fight for your pleasure.
I'll be the swimmer you've been dreaming of.
You've been drinking of?
Yeah, you've been drinking of.
Yeah, it's perfect. And the reason why I see you no see me tag works so well is because this swimmable substrate is 100% opaque. You can't see through it at all.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And for toddlers, we have a certain thing called a thick pit, which is more or less just a pit of non-treated Pepsi thick. So think like a sandbox, but with Nickelodeon Gluck in it.
Oh, sure, sure. So kind of like but you could probably take some of that and form them into kind of balls to make almost a ball pit.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could use it as like a snowball fight. Sure. But it's much more like a bacon grease kind of texture, but still works the same.
Right? That's 25 minutes before.
Behendrenden, community pool, an aquatorium, sponsored, brought to you by Pepsi and Gary, and Brayden also too. Pepsi thick.
I think this is a golden idea, just like those golden oldies.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that you're on board. I don't have quite enough venture capital to get it on my own, so I needed to involve the company, because I knew you would bring your jingle writing prowess.
I'm in. I'm going to Michael Phelps this thing into the future, my friend.
Oh, we should see if we can get Phelps. Do you know if Phelps drinks Pepsi?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him at Subway.
Yeah, yeah, and the Subway does only serve Pepsi products. Yeah, I mean, Pepsi has proven to be a huge partner for us in our ventures. And I'm looking forward to including them in more future ventures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to get back to the pool. You know, I got a good game of I See You, No See Me tag going with a couple rowdy youths named Randy and Rumor.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a secret. I've got goggles with little windshield wipers on them that I'm going to use to see them under the water.
That's very technologically advanced and sneaky.
Yeah, well, I mean, I need to make sure I win at all costs.
Well, there's a lot riding on this.
Yes, there's a compulsion in me. I want to see no other man win.
This is good. Okay, think about this, Gary. I'm taking this to the future. We get this community pool and aquatorium. We get the Fabulous Thunderbirds. We get Peter Cetera. We get Michael Phelps. Then we take Michael Phelps back to Pepsi, and we get them to make Phelpsy.
It's the only Pepsi that Michael Phelps has swam through.
Yeah, exactly.
So they get a big endless pool, fill it with Pepsi, get old Phelpsy to do some laps in it, and then rebottle that shit.
Yeah, it's the mixing process is all done in Phelps's wake. Like, you know, it's naturally mixed by him swimming in a circle.
Yeah, so they're just pouring sugar and syrup and carbonated water in front of him, and then out of his feet come this trail of Pepsi.
Yeah,
in the water.
Yeah.
We should be. That's brilliant. That's real, real good. I love it.
All right, so I am 100% behind this. We could take this all the way to the stars, all the way to Space Mountain, my friend.
Let's take it all the way to Space Mountain. I'm so glad you're on board.
Yes.
So I have to beat Rumor. At this game, but so I'm gonna go. But get your checkbook ready. Not your checkbook magazine, but your actual checkbook, and meet me in our secret place, and we'll start putting together the documents.
Right next to the red box, right?
Yep. Wink.
Okay. See you there.
See ya.
Bye.